Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Holly Bailey here on 99.1. Thank you for joining us once again. This episode is all about the Uplands Cultural and Heritage Centre. Have you heard about it? It's a registered charitable organization located in Lennoxville, a borough of Sherbrooke, and it is dedicated to the preservation, support, and dissemination of the cultural, artistic, local traditions, and historical traditions of the Eastern Townships. It is closed temporarily for a major update and overhaul on three volets. It is a massive undertaking, and at the head of this mission is the executive director of Uplands, Miss Nancy Robert, and she's here to tell us all about the exciting news, and we're going to jump right in. Let's go. Okay, this is a lovely pleasure to meet with you, the Executive Director of Uplands, Nancy Robert. Thank you for joining us here on the Township's Daily News Bits.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So this is exciting. You have a monumental major project underway for Uplands, and we'll get into all the parts of that. But I'd love to hear, for people who might not be familiar with your establishment, what role does the Uplands play within our community and the region of the Eastern Townships?
Yes, well, Uplands Cultural and Heritage Center, or actually the Uplands Estate, is a heritage site in Lennoxville. So it's a building, it's the house dates from 1862.
Oh boy.
It's established. It's a house that's been around for a while, and different families lived here. And about 40 years ago, the community came together and gathered money to be able to buy the house and transform it into a museum and a cultural center. So for the last 40 years, this initiative was from the Lennoxville-Ascot Historical and Museum Society. We call it LAMS.
Okay, yes.
and it's a historical society. So their members and people in the community, they raised money and then they acquired the house with the help of back then of the town of Lennoxville and the Ministry of Culture back in the 80s. And then they bought the house, they transformed it into a museum. And ever since, it's been open to the public. So for the last 40 years, we're now two organizations that live in the house. We're attached at the hip.
Yeah.
We function one another. The Historical Society looks after the collection, which has about 8,000 objects. So it's a fairly large collection. And then the Cultural Center part looks after more like the activities and the some of the events that we do at the museum. We're known, one of the activity that people often come is the English tea experience.
Yes, I was reading about that.
but also like in the house, there is historical exhibits as well as exhibits from local artists. And it's a very vibrant hub for people in the community, especially the English speaking community. But our visitors, people that come for tea, are people that want to, soak in that culture and experience it. So we have people from all over coming. So we get about 8,000 visitors a year.
That's substantial. It really has a steadfast role in the community.
Yes, I think it's part of sharing the, I think in the townships, there's something special about even like the, the relationship between the two, the different communities and how it grew. And it's very, I think it's very alive, and it's wonderful to be sharing traditions with the larger public.
Nice. And would you know where the name comes from or the significance of the name Uplands?
Actually, it dates back. The first family that established, that built the house, came from England, And back in England, they did have an estate or a house that was named Uplands. So I think it was, probably nostalgia from the old country or the where they came from. So they named it Uplands.
Okay, so that tradition lives on just in the name itself. And
Yes.
so we're in a massive period of change for your historical center. It's currently closed since, is it October?
Yes, we closed to the public last October, even if we still have some activities that we do off-site, and we try to keep, like our presence in the community. But yes, we closed in October. There's different projects taking place that, like until we reopen, and fingers crossed that will be in the spring of 2027 if everything goes
Okay.
according to plan.
So next spring. So this is on trois volets, three kind of major points of action, if I'm correct. Restoration and renovation, number one, of the main building, and we'll break these down. Number two, a new outdoor exhibition. And number three, renewal of the permanent exhibition. This is
Yeah.
massive. How are you managing this? This is huge.
Well, when you do changes like that, you almost have to do it all at the same time.
Okay.
Because when you do renovations or restoration in a building like this, it's hard to do when there's objects and artifacts in the house, in the rooms, and especially like this first phase, which is the restoration and renovation, is like the property belongs to the city of Sherbrooke, so they went, they did a call for tender. Now we have a contractor. The work has started
Okay.
in June, and it's major, work to take. The windows are going to be restored. So the
Oh,
original
lovely.
windows are going into a workshop. And so this process has to be done carefully. It has to be done, by there's not that many artisan or workshops or carpenters that have that expertise to renovate or to restore windows that date to the
Right.
1800s.
Wow.
So it's so that works. So the restoration is for the windows and the doors, and
Okay.
then there's renovations inside because we've emptied the rooms and we've emptied the buildings and put in storage a big part of the collection. They can revarnish the floors, restore the old radiators that we have in the house, repaint. So all these things that we can't do when all the
Everything's
artifacts
there,
there.
right.
And all the furniture is there right now, so we're really taking the opportunity to do, like as much as possible. And the city's been wonderful, and like making sure that it's according to what we need and what the museum needs.
Okay, and I love hearing that you're taking special interest in preserving the historical nature of the pieces, like, and finding the right people to do it. Are they based in Quebec, or are you having to reach out further to find your works people, your craftsmen?
Yes, the contractor that's in charge of the project had to. They have it's mainly local people. So,
Okay.
yes.
Fantastic. Well, Quebec has so many artists. It's wild. So many people who are so talented. Okay, so that's the restoration and renovation. And so we're getting ready for a brand new, or I could say brand new, but it's old, but brand new permanent exhibition. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, the permanent exhibition is because it's a term that's used in museums. It's basically the historical exhibitions that's throughout the house. So
Okay.
it's mainly in the like on the first floors, like in the hallway and the dining room, the living room, and then when you come to the second floor of Uplands, that's what you find in the different rooms, like the there's bedrooms, kids' rooms, and and the exhibition that was there had been there for almost like 25 years.
Okay.
So it was time, like it was lovely, and I think, and it was done with, like beautifully by, like the volunteers that were here like 25 years ago, and many of them are still involved today. So it's pretty amazing. We have a, like a wonderful group of people, and But at the same time, after in a museum, after a while, it's
You have
great
to
to have
refresh. Yeah.
the opportunity to show new things and show new objects. The collection is so rich that to be able to find new objects and highlight new stories of the families, of the people that lived in the house, of the community. So it was really an opportunity. There was a call for projects about 3 years ago from the Ministère de la Culture, and that was our second attempt at getting a renewed permanent exhibit. So the second time was the
Way to
right
go.
moment. And we got funding from the Ministère de la Culture, and then even Townshipers Foundation gave us some money towards the project. So we're able to go forward and plan the renewal of the permanent exhibit. So it's major, like in the sense that it's most of the open space to the public. We're opening new rooms. Like before, we had a room that was because Uplands is not. It's not that big when you're inside. So we were looking for new space to even increase like the what people can see and experience when they come.
Wow. Okay. So you're presenting new parts of the story.
Yes, new part of the stories, different angles, like a lot of, because the families that lived here had other people working for them. So we try to approach it from different angles. Like from the woman that worked here, like children, and really incorporate what the community, around was about or is still about.
I can't wait to see this.
You're listening to the Township's Daily News Bits, and that's Nancy Robert, the Executive Director of Uplands, the historical and cultural estate that was designated a heritage site by the City of Sherbrooke in 2010. It is located on the unceded traditional territory of the Abenaki and Wabanaki Confederacy. This plays into the exhibitions, what the center offers, and we'll hear more about that component, the funding, the investment, and the educational programs that this center supports.
And there's a factor to this, or perhaps it rolls into the third part of this, which is the outdoor exhibition. And I see that it's also preserving and promoting and sharing the heritage of our indigenous natives of this area. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's one part of it, but because we think it's important, we've worked with the Musée des Abénaki before, and I think it's important to share that we live on a territory that belonged to the Wabanaki Nation, and so that will be incorporated in the outdoor exhibit. The outdoor exhibit is made possible. We applied for a grant from a micro grant from Kwan. And it was successful. For the last 10 years, we had an exhibit outside, but it deteriorated over time and it was starting to be unsafe. Like we have a lot of
Okay.
children that come around in the wooded area. And so we applied for a grant to be able to redo a permanent exhibit as well in the wooded areas and the gardens of Uplands. So
Wow.
it will be about six panels that will be in those areas. Like the wooded area is not that big. We have a
Okay.
small path through the woods. It's not a hiking trail.
We don't lose kids,
No,
usually. Right.
it's from the corner of the street to here, so it's a small path. But people. Like we live beside two schools, so we have a lot of children that come in the woods. And it's wonderful to have an exhibit outside because it's accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and people can still learn about the history of the area of like the farming land, because we used to be farming lands around Uplands, to see like archives photos of what it used to look like. So people will be able to discover a little bit about the like the area and the territory and its origins. So that will be what will
Fabulous.
be outside. There'll be a custom piece of furnishing as well that will be incorporated. We'll leave it as a surprise, but
So you'll have bilingual signs that are showcasing part of the heritage of our area, and a trail network, And this is a garden space and wooded area that's on 2.5 acres.
Yes, the property is 2.5 acres. The path is mainly from the there's a little placette or at the corner of the street where there's
Okay.
benches, and then you can come through the woods to uplands. It's
Oh.
so it's that there will be a path through the woods. There's some lights as well, so people can walk there. It's been there for many years, but we want to make it even
Showcase
more.
it more beautifully.
Yes,
Okay, this sounds
and
enchanting.
use the outdoor as well, because there's so much to say and there's so much we can say inside the house. So it's, when you're outside in nature, and it's wonderful to be also be able to learn about where you are.
Well, so much about the townships in Lennoxville and that area is about the plein air and outside and the beautiful landscapes. It's exceptional, and the land is fertile, and we're very blessed. We really are,
Yes,
and it's
we
nice to
are.
share it. So, I wonder, are people surprised to learn about the indigenous factor and the Abenaki and the people who lived here before we arrived? Are people surprised, or what's the response?
I think now people are, like it's been part, I think I would say in the last 10 years, I think we've been hearing a lot more with the, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and, like all the work that's been done. I think now people are, like more aware. Pretty much everywhere you go, like in museums, you get elements of the, like the culture. But it's also important to know that the culture is not just past, but it's still present.
Absolutely.
And and we're not the expert in, talking about that culture, and that's why it's important to, like to call upon, the Abenaki people, may it be, the museum or the council in Odenak. So we did, I think it was in 2017, we did a project with the Musée des Abenakis for a whole year. We had different, we had Abenaki artists that came and exhibited at Uplands. And so we got to learn a little bit, I think we were only like scratching the surface, but I think it made us, aware that it's important. It's part,
It's
like
part
we
of our
cannot,
roots,
it's part
yes.
of our roots, and we cannot just go, like we have to go back to, they were the first ones.
Absolutely. Excellent. So, what does this represent in terms of funding on a global scale? If we look at the renovations, the restoration, the outdoor exhibition, and the renewal of the permanent exhibition, what are we looking at as an investment here?
Yes, it's a major investment, like for a small museum, like we and the city's investing, like it's the project will, of the renovations and all that. Like if you've done any renovation at your house lately, that the cost.
One piece of wood now is very
Yes,
expensive.
so to be able to do everything, it will be around, like in the like neighborhood of a million for the renovations that they've undertaken. And then the part of the permanent exhibit, we received 350,000 from the Ministère de la Culture plus other funding. So that part of the project is around $600,000 in
Okay.
different investments. We've been going, even like getting for parts of, like the project that we wanted to add or incorporate, we were able to go and, like ask other foundations too, and so to be able to get to that number. Part of the investment, like Uplands has been, like putting some money aside as well, and the Historical Society too is contributing. So it's really, like contributions from many parts. And that makes it possible to realize that project, but everybody's very enthusiastic, and it's very exciting
Absolutely.
to
Wow.
have, and we look forward to show, like to open the doors. And one of the major part of the renewal of the permanent exhibit is to have an educational program. And it's always been, Uplands is fairly small, and we always had a hard, like schools have been coming, but it's always been hard to have them on a regular base because
Okay.
of the logistical, like putting up the chairs, taking down the chairs. And
And
so.
kids touch everything. They're everywhere. They're
And
curious, right?
so we're, yes, and so we were not well equipped, or we didn't have really
To,
the right
okay.
space for it. And that's one thing we've been really working hard with the project of the renewal of the exhibit, is to have attached to it an educational program and adapt some of our spaces to so that we can have more children and more
Accommodate
school
more people or
visiting.
kids. Okay.
Yes.
Well, this is excellent. So, do you have an unveiling or an event plan tentatively for the spring of 2027? Like, how will you showcase and open this to everyone?
Yes, I think we'll have to have a couple of weeks of
I think
celebration.
so. And a vacation in there, Nancy.
Yes, maybe after. But after, I've been here for 21 years, so I think it's wonderful that, it's so stimulating and exciting to work on a project like this and to see the efforts of everybody around, the people from the Historical Society, the volunteers from Uplands. Like they are so faithful and so loyal to Uplands, and they've invested so much of their time and energy and love. And so I think it will be a celebration really for this, for the community. And so I think we'll have many events because of, our space on the inside is limited. So I think we'll have to have a series of event, I would say.
The whole spring and summer, just take it away.
You'll be
That sounds
welcome.
fun. Oh wow, I look forward to coming by for some high tea with my mom. And do women ever wear like special hats and the whole business and dress for the occasion?
Yes, and lots of people come in this summer and they dress up and put on their little dress, or
And
and
little
I think,
gloves and ah.
yes, I think it's fun to play the part too.
Absolutely. It just makes it so much more rich. And
Yes.
what a project that has so much heart in it. Thank you for preserving our heritage and sharing it and welcoming everyone to come and explore. This is a really lovely, lovely project. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you. That was a pleasure.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and I hope to follow up with you in the spring when the doors open back up. Meanwhile, if I may, what kind of programming or activities are taking place during the closure?
Yes, we have right now during the summer, we do La Brise Culturelle, which is a citywide project, but each borough, like the borough, we're in the borough of Lennoxville, so we organize about 12 concerts or performances. Like, it's not necessarily concerts; it can be theater or dance, or so we do about 12 in the summer. Like, there's some at the Square Queen, in the park at the Centennial Park, and even some at Grace Village that are open to the public. So we have the program on our website and our Facebook page, and people can see what concerts are coming up.
Okay, so we don't have to go without until you open, but we're really excited for this unveiling. Thank you so much, Nancy Robert, for sharing this news with our community. It's so exciting.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you.
Well, there's the Uplands update. So mark it on your calendar, spring 2027. It will be reopening with a new permanent exhibition, new old stories to share, a trail network with signage, and all kinds of wonderful cultural activities await you. It should be noted once again that the center is still offering programming during this temporary closure. Go to uplands.ca and you'll find all the programming there, or as Nancy mentioned, on Facebook, etc. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey, and this is brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.